And good morning to everybody. This is Luca Mino on Luca's World. How's everybody doing today? Or tonight, or this afternoon, or this morning, wherever you're calling from, wherever you're listening to RBN from on this. I have a beautiful morning. It's a bit cold. Okay, so I get this thing about lightening up a little bit before we go into stuff, and I thought of the Family Feud today. So why don't we play a round of Family Feud? You know, survey said, right? I got one for you. Being interviewed on on television somewhere, AOC is approached and she's asked, "What's your opinion on Roe versus Wade?" And she pauses and she looks and she smiles and she says, "That's the only way that illegals can cross the river." Oh, boy. Yeah, right. Well, there's no applause. But anyway, I thought that was a pretty good one. Today, we're going to drop some bombshells. I have the pleasure of having Ingrid Castle on the second half of the show. We're going to wait a bit on phone calls, probably till about 20 after, just because I have to get some stuff out. And I want to start with the weather, because last week I was, talking about Boston and the weather and how abruptly things change. And it's minus 25 with the wind chill, which was a 67-year record. And what I was going to do is talk a little bit about radar and talk a little about meteorology. But then I said, no, I think I'm going to change a little bit, because we have a story that's very pertinent to weather. And what I wanted to do was start off by just telling people to be careful and telling people to take heed when the weather authorities tell us that it's really, really bad out, and you hear deaths all the time afterwards. And I'm like, I guess common sense is a flower that doesn't grow in every garden. I'm not too sure. But I learned my lesson when I had my 14-foot sunfish, and I was out on the water. And this is a little bay that goes out right to the ocean, and I got caught in a fog bank. And for somebody who doesn't have a compass, all I would have needed was a little compass, and I would have been fine. For somebody that didn't have one, and I was lucky that it was only 5 feet of water. So four and a half, 5 feet. So right in the fog bank, you can't even see the front of your boat. And that's how I learned to respect Mother Nature big time. That's one of them. But it's a scary thing. So what do I do the next day? I go out and buy a compass that you can put right on, a suction cup mounted compass, a really beautiful one, a floating one. So speaking of the weather, we're talking about earthquakes recently, and I was into earth sciences before getting into Native American philosophy and world issues. I was really into plate tectonics and satellite orbits and the whole nine yards. So especially earthquakes, like after the big one in California, that's what really interested me, where my grandmother lived, the Loma Prieta earthquake, it was called, in the 90s. You remember the sandwiching on the freeway, right? That one. And I called her, and you hear this, doo-doo-dee, "We're sorry, due to the recent earthquake, your call cannot go through." And then a number, like 56281, or something. It just automated. It really, really scares you. So when this Turkish earthquake came up, okay, like every other one, it was like first one I saw was like, wow, amazing. 7.9, I believe it was. 7.5. February 6th at 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:24, and that's universal time. And what I did, because it was such a big one, what do I do? I start researching, because I know that there's little aftershocks before the main one, and then a big one, and then little aftershocks after that. Like, as usual, you get stuff letting you know that the big one's coming, and that's when the birds take off and the dogs bark and everything, right? And then you have a big one, and then you have possible aftershocks afterwards. Well, not quite. Not in Turkey. I felt so strongly about this one that I downloaded the earthquake readings a bit more before and leading up to the big one, and it doesn't jive at all. Listen to this. You know, usually aftershocks are like 2 point something, 3 point something, right? Nothing under 4.2, I do believe. In this case, 4.3. You get a 5, then you get a 4.5, 4.4, 4.3, 4.8, 4.6, 4.5. All the time, nonstop. 4.7, 4.6, 4.8. I'm going down the list. 4.5, 2.9 in Ferndale, California. Of course, I can't take that one out. But right in front of me, it's all Turkey, one after the other, in different names that I can't even pronounce. And when you go to the map, on the app itself, you can really see all of those just cramped together. And I said to myself, well, you know, some people think HAARP. Some people think, you know, that's natural, right? And that's exactly what they do. When they want to hide something, they make it look natural, right? So Ingrid Castle and I were talking about the show today, and she sends me something on Turkey. She says, you might want to see this. And boy, did I get like part two of what I was looking at? Let's say I finished part one, right? No such thing as coincidence. Turkey rejects a NATO expansion a week ago and now faces a massive earthquake. Signed by HAARP. Okay? And there he is. And this is Süleyman Soylu. Ooh, I think I almost said it right. He slams the U.S. ambassador in Ankara after Washington and 8 European countries issued travel warnings over possible terrorist attacks in Turkey. And there he is, like telling the UN to back off, get your hands off of Turkey. I'm being very clear, he says. It's a quote. I know very well how you would like to create strife in Turkey, you know, like all of those other countries that they're creating strife in. Are we getting it yet? Turkey rejects a NATO expansion a week ago, and this is what they do. Signed, Western states. Pretty sickening, if you ask me. And this is, you know, like it's really hard for me to fathom. It really is. And you find this out like the night before the show, you know, and I'm just completely bewildered. And I think Ingrid and I are going to talk about that a little more on the show when she comes on. But it's like, you know, everything is happening. There's so many things going on all around us. And I had to mention the Biden boo-boos as well, as we're carrying along here, going back to our country. I'm not going to speak of the State of the Union address. The only thing I'm going to say about it is one word. One word that our liar of a president uttered. If you can guess which one that one word was, and what caused the uproar? One word. Fentanyl. He's got the nerve to address deaths by fentanyl. And he says it really quickly, too, if you notice. And it's all by his actions directly that all this is happening. Because the border is wide open and that's what they want. Or should I say a neglect on his part to act? But you know what? It's not him, right? We know it's not him. We know it's the handlers, those on top, pulling the strings, the deep state, and aren't they enjoying it? You know, who knows? Everybody's pulling each other's chains, right? You remember JFK? You know, fun and games. Everybody's flipping sides all the time. So, like I love doing, I get out of the box, and I say to myself, you know, okay, so how can they reduce security? They know how to reduce health. That's all they've been doing, right? They know how to reduce everything good for us to starving levels. So how can they reduce border security, let's see, even more? You know, you can see the powers that be thinking. I know. Let's say $50 million for 1 year is just too expensive for those 12 border blimps called aerostats. Lighter-than-air aircraft that gains its lift through the use of buoyant gas. Okay? There were 12 of these things, and they're called Eyes in the Sky. There were 12 of them originally with incredibly proficient, highest technology possible. Now we're down to 4. Biden says he's scrapping the high balloon aerial service surveillance program. What does that sound like? Oh, the funding dried up? Yeah, me arse. Uh-huh. How much are we sending to, how much are we supposedly sending out of our, well, not your tax dollars to Ukraine, is it?
Right.
See, like, they're just, they're so corrupt and they're so good at what they do. They're just laughing at us all. Let's see. So only 4 blimps remain now, all in the Rio Grande Valley sector. They use the aerostats for, you know, detection and monitoring all along the border. It was really, really, really practical. The Department of Defense, which agreed to spend $52 million to continue operating aerostats through the end of fiscal year 2022, which ended in October. So now they're saying they're letting it go. And the official narrative from Fox, this is a quote, aerostats have been one of the most successful tools deployed on the border. It also lets us see what's crossing into the U.S. illegally, guide us to the location and apprehend the people and contraband, whatever, including fentanyl, right? The loss of these tools will be a blow to the border security, of course, making the American people less safe. See, and then they say stuff like what I don't understand. This is what everybody's addressing. They finish the quote by saying, this move defies logic. And I'm going, oh, that's right. It would be career suicide for them to say exactly what's going on, right? To the letter, of course it's going to be suicide. And you have people from as many as 140 countries that have made it through our borders. Food for thought. Oh, that's including a total of what, 5 million, is it, right now? They want to continue with the destruction of America. That's the most important thing. I have a really good meme that I came across, speaking of that, and how they're playing with us. And I don't think it's Jason Kristoff. There's no credit to this one, but it sounds like Jason Kristoff because he loves playing with words. And I'm going to do my best to read this properly. The people who rule us know that we create reality with our thoughts. They know how quantum physics works. This is why our human farmers make us watch the coming attractions, in quotes, at the movies or the movie trailers. What we see becomes a trail for us to follow, and we attract into our reality the pictures that they place into our minds, which are usually always horrific at the cineplex. So he writes it sin, S-I-N-E-plex, cineplex. Whatever's on the movie reel, R-E-E-L, becomes real, R-E-A-L. They use the movie projectors on us because we are the ultimate projectors of reality. They need us to create their dark, demonic world. So you're actually a magic creator. Stop lending your magic to their darkness. See, so when you get out of their darkness, when you find yourself, when you find your center, when you find your spiritual center, when you know where you're supposed to be, that's when things start happening. That's when things start coming to you. And I've been trying to be like off of pharmaceuticals as much as I can. And this is why things are just taking off for me. People who refuse pharmaceuticals and work on their health naturally are the healthiest people alive. And we're probably the number one enemy for the powers that be. When did we become spreaders of disease? When did we become the selfish ones, right? We put most of our time and effort into resources towards health more than anything else. And once you start seeing clearly, it's really obvious. I'll give you an example, like Tunnel to Towers Foundation. They have an awesome, absolutely awesome commercial. That's four awesomes, I think. And if I ever wanted a relationship again in my life, this is what it would sound like. The woman that lost her husband, you know how they have Tunnel to Towers, or they have Warrior Project or whatever. They have the women talking about how they lost their husbands, or if you can imagine it, a man talking about how he lost his wife or his significant other and whatever she did in the military. This woman says, well, she's talking about how they met, and she says, well, he came for the first date and then he never left. That's the kind of relationship I want. That's the kind of person that I want in my life. You know, on the first date, and then you never leave. You just don't want to leave, and you won't, and you can't leave each other because you're too turned on to each other. You're too passionate. You're too into what each other is doing, or how you interact with each other, or, you know, one towards the other. That's what it's supposed to be. If you have that rather than sex, it'll last a long time. So I said to myself, Tunnel to Towers, okay, I'm going to pay them $11 a month. Screw that. I'm going to pay them $20 a month. You know why? Because I know what happened on 9/11. And I can't even talk to, what's his name, Siller, if I tried, you know, from Tunnel to Towers, because he's too busy. You know, he's on Fox all the time. He's talking to other people all the time. Oh, if I had $1,000 to get to them, maybe they would stop for about 5 minutes and listen. But I'm giving to them every month because I know the truth on 9/11. I know that they don't care, and they can't wait to have people and entities like RBN out the door. So with that in mind, please help us out, and please help donate to RBN, because we're beginning to be like, you know, we won't be able to sustain the good work that we're doing without help from you directly. So, you know, find out what you're worth, you know, find out what it's worth to you. Just like the commercial says, 5, 10, 20, everything helps. Every little bit helps. And when I say that they don't care, I talked about football before. I mean, and this is, you know, the football game on Sunday. I wish all those people that are just ranting and raving about the football game, I wish they would just clue in on what's going on in their country and do something about it. You're talking 800,000 people that go in the street or drunk after a game, and they're screaming victory and everything. Right. I see there's one person at least looking at football who's talking from New York State somewhere. I don't know his name, but I just heard it on the news. He's talking about football and the damaging effects of it to us. I don't want to be a party pooper, especially with the game being 2 days away, but this is an example of how they don't care about us. And I strongly urge people to see the movie Concussion with Will Smith. Oh, you mean the slap, Will Smith? Well, no, it's not. Okay, when people say that to you, what I usually say is it's not the messenger that's important, it's the message. From I don't care who. If the message resonates, I'm going to share it. I'm going to keep it. It's important to share. And for football, okay, it was like, well, I had the list of drugs that they give. You know, whatever it takes to keep them on the field and running, they'll be fine. And I had, you know, it's fascinating. What I love doing is hunting after the scripts of movies. And I download the script and I study it if it's something that I really like Concussion. And I got all the stats about, you know, diving birds in the ocean. They hit the ocean at 200 miles an hour, but they have their bodies are built for that. You know, goats slam heads like that. Their bodies are built for that. Guess what? The human body doesn't have anything to protect itself from a head-to-head collision. And you go into a concussive state at, what was it? 6 Gs, I think it is. I don't remember. 60 Gs or something. I can't remember. See, that's what happens when you don't have the stuff in front of you. But anyway, he explains that the hits on the field are so much worse than a usual head-to-head contact. This is Luca Maino, and perfect time for the break. We'll be right back after station identification and more.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Biden takes classified documents seriously. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at mystore.com to save money on American-made products from American companies. President Biden takes classified documents so seriously that he had at least one in his garage. Just for a minute, let's forget that a former vice president shouldn't have classified materials. Let's ignore the hypocrisy of Biden's statements regarding Trump having classified materials at Mar-a-Lago, where there are Secret Service. What I want to know is, why were attorneys clearing out an office at the UPenn think tank? Lawyers cost hundreds of dollars an hour. Two guys and a truck would have been infinitely cheaper. Were the lawyers there because they expected to find something like this? Maybe the attorneys were there just so that there would be attorney-client privilege in place. The presence of lawyers doing a job that a couple of teenagers could do is intriguing, to say the least. Now that the story is out, I have many questions, but the White House press secretary has refused to answer a single one put to her. Hopefully, the new special counsel will have better luck. Find more news and commentary at liberty-whitehouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
So this is about that time when we come back from the break, and my producer lets me just ride the song like a wave, like I always say. While we wait for Angry Castle to join us, I wanted to keep talking about what why they don't care, or what is this? They don't care. Well, they don't. We're finding out more and more. Okay. We talked about football and how they don't care. They just give you drugs to just keep you going as long as you can. Right. Look at the military. Look, go to YouTube and look at that movie called Psychiatry in the Military, with a black guy with tears rolling down his eyes. That'll tell you what they're doing in the military. That'll tell you how they care about us. What was that quote from Kissinger? Dumb, stupid animals to be used as cannon fodder. This is nothing but bread and circus since the Roman times. And, you know, the places and names have changed. And it's like, what was that indigenous saying? It's the same song played with different instruments is what it is. Okay. And then you have this gem from Fox News that says, 3 years since COVID shook the world. 3 years. Since COVID shook the world, and we're still no closer to finding out its origins. Some say a 9/11 style commission or investigation is in order. Yeah. Okay. How about this line here? Months before the pandemic, a panel discussed for the need of a global disruptive event to make the world willing to accept experimental vaccines. So we're going to be talking about the plan, and this is for everybody to listen to. It's for everybody to go and investigate. It's www.stopworldcontrol.com. You have the movie you can download. You have the documents you can download. You have even pamphlets you can download. So there's no excuse. And we are, like, you know, as ignorant as we want to be. I do believe Lauren from Ohio is calling. Welcome to Lucas World this morning.
Yes, sir, I am. I was just calling to say I was agreeing with you with regard to straightening out your health by getting off of your pharmaceutical drugs, which are made by foreigners. Doctors don't even know what's in those drugs, and they all do things to remediate symptoms, but never get down to the cause of the problem. The cause is almost always the same thing. You're contaminated. You're full of toxins. So that your normal body systems that would keep this weapon in place. Remember, this is the glycoprotein 120 from mycoplasma, which was created by Merck Sharp and Dohme. And that it'll sit in your body and not do anything if you've got an intact immune system. But if you keep taking these shots and destroying your own immune system, now this is where you start having problems. So
you know what?
You are absolutely right about that.
Lauren,
and the other thing. Again,
I'm so glad you mentioned that. I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt you, but because you're going to talk about something else right now, so I want to say this real quick. Listen to this one. Hydrogel coagulates blood and causes blood clots. And that's from Anna Maria. I can never pronounce her last name. Mihalcia. Anna Maria Mihalcia. She's MD and PhD. She says, many people do not see a problem using hydrogels in injectable medications and COVID-19 shots. Hydrogel is the technological platform to the transhumanist agenda, and it can create technological interfaces and mimic any tissue. Geez, time passes quick. Stay on the line, Lauren. We'll be right back. This is Lucas World.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes,
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me.
That's probably one of the most powerful songs I've heard in a long time. We're tearing down the walls. That's exactly what we're doing. Tear down the walls, right? That's exactly right. What we're doing. I have somebody very special to bring into the show. Someone who has a really good show that I really suggest everybody go see or go listen to. Immunize Wisely. And Ingrid Castle, you're my guest, my special guest on Lucas World. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, and it's great being able to share intel of what's going on behind the scenes. So, you know, I'm constantly getting stuff in email and intel from different people, and sharing likewise. So now you're on my list to, you know, at least my radar to be able to share stuff. Yeah. And I want to mention a little bit about my show. This is actually, I was taking off today, and I thought, well, I can do this morning. You know, there's things were just piling up for me. So, Jenna,
your show is Saturday night at 7 o'clock, 7 to 9 Central.
Correct.
Just so people know.
Yeah, and it's a great show. It's about strengthening immune function. I'm the director of Vaccination Liberation. I've been on this road for, you know, my whole life, actually. I grew up in an unvaccinating family, and my sister is She'll be 69 this year. Oh. And she's never had a jab or TB time test or any insult to her body like that. And my daughter, and, you know, there's a few of us, but I do the work because I was forced. I actually was assaulted a couple times with a needle plunged into my arm. And, you know, those kind of experiences, you know, when you're literally assaulted with a deadly weapon and, you know, the political climate says it's okay. I'm like, wow, something's got to shift here. So that's why I, you know, and then we had a court case, too. You may not know about that, but they wanted to take custody of my sister's son for not vaccinating. It was considered child neglect. And that prompted our mother to write the book, Immunization, The Reality Behind the Myth, that really woke a lot of people up. You know, Sherry Tenpenny, it was one of them, Nielsie Miller, you know, Dr. Vera Scheibner. I mean, I'm just saying, because she approached it from the standpoint of basic logic and philosophy. And, you know, anyway, she's a great thinker. She was an English teacher and, you know, great writer. So
Tenpenny really blew me away when she had one line that that showed up in the memes that you look through on Google, believe it or not. Uh-huh. And she said, years ago, she said that in 2023, most of the people that took the shot will have AIDS.
Yeah,
I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember exactly how that that quote went, but
do you know about AIDS? I'm not sure if you know that. It used to be called IDS, you know, immune deficiency syndrome, but they added an A because everything for them is to keep the virus germ theory alive. Mm-hmm. So AIDS is nothing more than immune deficiency syndrome, and that will happen because this shot is literally designed to take out your immune system. This is why we don't even call it a vaccine. All vaccines are literally designed to do that, but not to the extent this one is, where it's literally doing some genetic manipulation there.
And it's not even a vaccine. It's not. You cannot call it a vaccine.
That's right. That's right.
People that are saying that it's safe and effective are lying, period.
Right.
And if you don't believe that, go see Dr. Vernon Coleman, the old man in the chair on YouTube. He'll be happy to tell you all the things you need to know. And it's really important, and you're so well versed on stuff. And
Luca, let me just tell you, we specialized in, you know, early on we said, you know what, people don't know their history. This is why we always say, if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. And this is certainly more true today than ever. And so we gathered books from the 1800s and early 1900s that painted a different story about the smallpox epidemics. And, you know, and these are notable books, you know, from the intellectuals and doctors of the day. And we have many of them scanned in and posted. And then, you know, we actually joined a couple other people. There's a group in Australia, Soil and Health. They have a huge library of natural hygiene and natural healing and stuff on the history of vaccines, too. And then Whale, too. John Scudamore, he was an actor and has plenty of, you know, retired money, and he's made it his life dedication to document the, you know, what we would call, you know, the vaccine awareness movement or anti-vaccine movement. So that's all on his website. Wow. And we have links on Vaccination Liberation's website, which is, you can get there by going to vaccinetruth.com. But, and there's redirects, you know, to our main website, vaclib.org, you know, which is short for Vaccination Liberation. But anyway, we've have over 20 years of research on this website, so we have like a whole dictionary of terms. I mean, it's really quite extensive. So,
awesome.
quite detailed. And yeah, when this thing was happening, I warned a lot of people in the movement. See, but a lot of people in our movement, you have to understand, Luca, they're fairly new. They got into the movement because they bought into it, and their kids are vaccine damaged. So they don't have the kind of background I had with history and seeing, you know, the protocols of Zion and how they're leading up to this stuff, these, you know, predictive programming here. Yeah. And they had so much predictive programming that, you know, when I saw this stuff going on in Wuhan, and I saw they, you know, had just unrolled out 5G, they had just demanded that everyone get flu shots throughout the whole country.
Yeah.
And then the air pollution was horrendous in Wuhan. There are protests among the middle class even. And all these things, you know, added up to, you know, a big scare event. You know, I started blowing the whistle saying this is going to be the big one. And I said, you know, we have got to put up a page, Dewey. And it wasn't until the lockdown that people woke up. You know, it was like, I mean, in our movement, I'm just saying, yep. I was like, holy, you guys have got to warn people. And then everything's going to be for the vaccine. So I just kept, you know, doggedly saying, it's always a poisoning of the terrain, always. You know, don't be looking at small little particles that are going to come attack you. There are toxic, poisonous molecules throughout our planet. There's dioxin. There's, you know, snake venom that they've, you know, done all kinds of weird stuff with. So they, you know, they've been aerosolizing all kinds of stuff trying to take us down, okay? Yeah. And then blame it on some kind of you know, microbe, a virus, a bacteria, you name it. And you've really got to focus on, you know, the mass poisoning and strengthening your immune system, which is why I call my show Immunize Wisely, because it's about really understanding how your body works. You've got to, if you're going to be a healthy patriot and see us through these, you know, horrendous times of change where the whole frequency of the planet is changing in lockstep with this horrific stuff going on and being exposed.
Right.
We actually, there's people that are awake that need to be alive. And it's important that you take care of your physical vehicle. So this is why I tell everyone, you know, just keep your gut in order. You know, do a colon cleanse periodically. Keep your liver in good shape. So we have all kinds of tools that I sell at humbleweed.net. I work on trying to teach people. I mean, this is a perfect time coming up on spring, you know.
Yeah. Right, and you know, praying. Praying is really important. But
absolutely.
I wanted to go around the world with you for a bit, because it's our job to let people know. I mean, our vehicle is one thing, but we have to tell people as much as we can, as loud as we can, what these powers that be are doing to us and to each country. We saw that 9/11 was because they wanted to go rape Afghanistan and go into the seven countries in 5 years that they decimated. We know that now. Right. And if you don't, you need to research. Okay. So I've always known in my gut, without being able to, you know, prove it, obviously, because it's instinct. You feel something, and I've felt it for like 15, 20 years. These people, these powers that be, they're trying different things in different countries and going, let's do this. Let's play with this. Let's do this. You know, let's divide and conquer this way. They're trying so many things, so many, in so many different ways, in so many different countries. And there goes Ingrid again. She's the day before the show, she sends me an email on Australia, on a man named Senator Malcolm Roberts of Queensland. And he gives a really serious warning. And I will put this link in the article for my show today that's going to be on the Liberty Beacon website tomorrow morning. And I just want to read you a little bit of it, if I may, to honor you, Ingrid, because this is so important. Imagine you're in Australia, okay, and you're helpless. You can't do anything because the government is going to do whatever it wants to you, like you just said. This is a quote I'm going to be giving now. There's plenty of discussion about the WHO's proposed pandemic treaty and the changes to international health regulations. In short, it's going to be a dystopian nightmare. The quote goes on to explain that the WHO is, quote, demanding the power to dictate Australian state and federal health policy. Okay? Just change the name Australia to anything. USA, Canada, right? But see, Australia is kind of down there. It's like it's hidden. It's out of the way. It's out of public eye, believe it or not, because not many people really. Well, geez, the police state probably grew in the last 3 years so much that they're controlling everything down there. See, so you know, China's another study, right? New Zealand's another study. India's another study for Bill Gates and how many people he killed with his vaccines in Africa, right? So this is what they're doing. So now. Worst of all, okay, they're ordering compulsory vaccinations, lockdowns, closures of borders and businesses. Maybe Biden can learn from that. And worst of all, detention of anyone who, you know, not complying with the latest mandate and forced medical procedures. So it's not going to go through. It's not going to go through the states anymore. It's going to be federal. So. You know, just try and imagine something like this happening here, because it will. If we don't smarten up and like that, the catastrophic and murderous ivermectin ban is one example of how things are going to be done in Australia. The quote.
Well, this is why, you know, the justice is always wind slowly, but people are actually suing their government for following the dictates of the federal government without any proof. No solid evidence to justify any of it, any of the emergency powers. And yeah, we were on it right at the very beginning, and they were violating laws that they passed themselves.
Yeah.
There was a 90-day mark where by 90 days after declared emergency, you have to do something.
Okay, so it goes on. The quote goes on to say that under these changes, the Australian health authorities will report directly to the WHO, not the Australian Parliament.
Right.
Ceding our national sovereignty to the UN, to the UN's WHO. I like how they said that. The UN's WHO. Not. It's going to be killing accountability, basically. They can do whatever they want now. They don't have to answer to anybody. And it reflects their intended use of these amendments to act contrary to human dignity, contrary to human rights, and contrary to fundamental freedoms. Okay, what do we want in our life? Take contrary to out of the equation. We want human dignity, we want human rights, and we want fundamental freedoms. And that's Roger Laundrie always says it in his show. They can't bring the world down until the cowboys of the United States are down on their knees. So they have to really, really try and figure out a really good way to do that. And they're doing it in other countries.
Well, that's the whole thing. They've been doing this program in Eastern Europe for a long time. And a lot of people came over here. And when they saw what was going on here, they were trying to wake us up.
Yeah.
So many people were trying to escape, you know, this communist dictatorship. So, anyway, this is where we have the Romanian senator. I mean, she just does a beautiful job, this Senator Diana Lavinovici. She spoke of the use of, you know, HAARP or, you know, these tectonic weapons that created the earthquake that also affected Syria. You know, we keep ignoring Syria. Yeah. What happened in Syria is actually worse in many respects because of the sanctions going on. There's people that have – there's no heat there. This is wintertime. Yeah. They have no heat. There's no shelter. There's no place for them to go. Those people are freezing to death. And they're displaced. So
they don't,
you know,
care.
Don't forget. I'm just saying, you know, at Turkey, there's some shelters in other cities for those people. There's nothing for the Syrians.
There's a quote from Vanessa Bealey in that article that you sent me, a writer and activist. And she says, quote, the barbaric Western sanctions combined with the heating, fuel and electricity shortages are causing absolute devastation in Syria's quake-hit cities. She says, what a humanitarian disaster, and instead of helping, the West makes it more difficult.
Absolutely.
So when you're looking at images of people, you know, babies being taken out of the rubble, you know, you can thank the United States, you can thank the West, you can thank, you know, your country for being involved in stuff like this. killing people. I mean,
yeah, this is all, you know, we're considered a lead country. This is where a huge base of these central banker devils are, you know, and funding Israel, et cetera. You know, it goes on and on. So, you know, I want to, you know, before I forget, I want to be really clear. You know, on my show, we have a really awesome guest. His name is James Scott McKillop, and he has a website, the globalforesightgroup.org. He's going to be talking about the technological advancements. He started doing serious research. He owns a bookshop in Canada, and he's been really at the forefront of research on this, and he's going to be talking about the bio-digital convergence. It should be absolutely fascinating, and that's going to be from 7 to 9 on Immunize Wisely with Jenna as the host. And yeah, she's been having long talks with him. She's really, really excited. They just happened to run into him when they were you know, listening to some other stuff, and yeah, his information is really spot on. But yeah, very well read. I mean, he has a bookstore. She says when anyone walks into the bookstore, he converses with them and ends up waking him up. So that's pretty neat, you know. But yeah,
I wish it would be that easy.
Well, people going to a bookstore, generally they're not looking for romance novels, right? You know.
Right, that's a good outlet. Good outlet.
Well, yeah, I mean, he has rare books. He has, you know, scholarly books. He has all kinds of different books. So you're hoping you're reaching a, you know, certain segment of the population that has a little bit of independent thought. So, you know, that's the good thing.
And one of the things you touched on that I really wanted to thank you for, and this is kind of a surprise because I didn't tell you about it, but it's like a wink, wink surprise, because you were talking about in one of your emails about trying to stay away from animals, like eating animals because of the way they're treated. And in particular, and I quote, aspects of condoning animal cruelty, livestock, zoos, circuses, etc. And
I had a woman on a couple times. You know, she might not have been that strong of a guest, but she's very passionate. You know, she's a member of PETA, and people are like, oh, you know, rolling your eyes. But, you know, the way we treat our animals is huge. It's, you know, the native societies never treated their
this is where I'm going
animals, you know, this way. I mean, Aboriginal, yeah. It was like, you know, they're you know, beings just like us. They have a soul, you know, and in fact, in some animals are actually much more advanced than humans, you know.
No kidding. Okay, you know? So, all right, I'll show this for you.
It's just absolutely horrifying. And why, you know, people will, you know, condone eating meat, and I understand that there's some people that are acclimated to that, and that's fine. But, you know, you need to treat them with honor. And many animals will sacrifice for humans, you know. They yeah. will give up life for them, but, you know, they expect to be treated with respect and with honor, and they will treat you that way likewise. You know, you may not know this, Luca, but, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago on this planet is not real young, by the way, but when they lived closer to the Earth, up north in Russia, they actually had pet bears. You know, every family had a bear because they didn't need ladders or anything, and the bears would pick the fruit off the trees, you know, for them.
Oh, yeah, there was a universal language, and that's what I wanted to offer you. It's a little story that I have that I wanted to finish the show off to offer you this as a gift from me, because it's so wonderful to hear people like you with the same spirit, and everybody has their own way of dealing with stuff. I always say we're a different color. Maybe Ingrid's yellow. I'm purple. Roger Landry's green. We all have a way of thinking differently. And the ceremony and the prayer that the Native Americans would go through is absolutely stunning. I'm not sure. Do you want to forgo the last commercial there, Sam, or...
It already passed.
Okay.
So we only have like 4 minutes.
Okay, well, this is what I just wanted to honor you by saying that. The Native Americans would literally take out the pipe or whatever sacred item they had, and they would smoke the pipe. They would blow smoke down the nostrils of the animal lying there towards the east to make sure that his spirit goes off to Creator. Every single tribe had different ways of doing it, 500 different ways of respecting life and the life that they give. Yeah. So that's my way of thanking you for a short half hour. Good Lord, that was quick.
Well, it does go quick. I mean, you know, I have 2 hours, and I'm really blessed with that. So I kind of covet that. But you know, I told you I've been doing this since Al Whitney passed, soloing since what was it May? I started at the end of May 2019. And I wasn't really quite ready, but I was like, gosh, that's such a good slot. You know, and I didn't want to lose it. So I've kept on, and I'm glad I had that slot during the beginning of this whole pandemic thing, or, you know, scamdemic. I don't care what you want to call it, but you know, I was glad to be able to weigh in and have, you know, I wouldn't have him on now. You know, I'm like, you know, but at the beginning I had Peggy Hall on and, you know, Pam Popper and, you know, several notable people were speaking out that, you know, are, you know, up there in the world of people speaking out and have a huge following. But I was just glad I was able to grab them and honor them for
speaking
out. Because there wasn't that many at the time, you know. There was just a handful of us that were really just going at it. And, you know, and I had just moved, and it was difficult for me, frankly. You know, I had just kind of thrown stuff into this, you know, manufactured home and, you know, boxes everywhere, and I was still trying to, you know, get it together.
Right. So am I. And by the way, I have a 5-mile walk planned. And you're talking to somebody who's cancer free right now. In November 2020, I was diagnosed with 2 stage 4 cancers, bladder and prostate. And today I'm bladderless and prostateless. And I'm doing my five mile walk either today or tomorrow because the weather's good. So I'll be thinking of everybody, including you, Ingrid, on this one. And just remember, in closing, remember the 4 rooms. Emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual, that everybody should be going to at least a little bit of every room every day. And that's what I always said. And when Ingrid and I met, she had something called the 4 agreements, which I also know, which is really cool. So, I mean, you know, we're on the right
basic,
path.
Well, basic solid living on the planet, you know, so that we don't take things personally and get offended easily, that we keep our spirit strong and we, you know, are able to give honor to one another. But thank you so much for having me on.
It was a pleasure. We'll do it again. And this is Luca Mino signing off for the whole week. And we'll be talking to you next week. Have a good week and be careful and be safe, everyone.
Okay, take care.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.